Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah losing at South Point, third round of the state playoffs in the quarterfinals to a very good South Point team. And obviously, any time that your season comes to an end, it's awfully difficult. But there's so much to be proud of right now. 12-2, finishing out in terms of the season, getting to December and playing at that point. And you got to be really proud of where your kids are and where your program is as a whole in terms of its health. But certainly it's tough on a Saturday morning after finishing up your season the night before.
You know, played a really good football team last night. You know, we knew that going in. They had seven starters returning off of a team on defense that played for a state championship last year. So right. We knew how good the defense was. You know, offensively, we knew we were going to have some struggles. We were going to have to spread the ball out and be able to throw it. I think you saw us in quite a few empty sets last right. night, trying to get the ball out in the open field. You know, defensively, you know, with what those guys do, you know, it's flex bone stuff, and they certainly run it as good as anybody we have seen all season long. And you know, the turnovers and the miscues certainly didn't help us. You can't do that against very good football teams like those guys, but. You know, there were some positives that were in there, and went back and looked at the stats from last night offensively. You know, we had 153 yards of total offense. We had 10 first downs last night. Unfortunately, we had three interceptions. Right. Two were for pick sixes. You know, the big thing about those guys, they were able to go five in the box, what we call it, and be able to contain our run. They were just that good up front, you know, whether it's a three defense linemen and two backers in the box or four by one. And what that allowed them to do is to go man coverage underneath and keep two safeties high. So we really, when you get five in the box, you know, you've got to really be able to run it inside. And if you can't, you know, you're really hamstrung. And, you know, they were good. They were really good in the box, especially 33, the linebacker, which we knew was really good, had just a phenomenal interception on the first one. For a kid that big to lay out like he did. And, of course, he ended up having a pick six in there. And, you know, we just didn't help ourselves out. Defensively, you're on the other side of it. We gave up 304 yards rushing, 7 yards passing, 311 yards total. Made them punt four times. You know, so we had some positive. That 304 yards is, I think, it's below their average for the season. But again, you know, we gave them short field and all of those things. And, you know, you just can't do that against really good football teams, special teams. Punts were good. I think we had one that Trey shanked there right there in the third quarter. Kickoff coverage, gave up a long kickoff return. First time we've given up one like that. You know, they still had it on their side of the ball or their side of the 50, but, you know, still a long one. And, of course, we missed a field goal. So, you had those things that went against you, and again, against those kind of teams, you can't do that and be successful, you know, but good football team. I mean, it was certainly one. If we play 10 out of 10 times, we're going to have them to make some mistakes for us to win a ball game, and, you know, we knew that. I thought our kids went in, and I thought we fought hard. You know, we just faced a better team last night.
When you go back to what they did defensively, it looked like they were running kind of like that Tampa 2, where they were, you know, like you said, they had those two safeties up high. But, you know, it seems to me they didn't really do anything terribly complex in terms of their defense. They were pretty basic. But, again, you're talking about a team that played very well in the secondary as well. And I noticed that, especially in the first half, it felt like that we did have some time to throw a little bit, but the coverage downfield was as good as I can remember seeing against us all year long.
Very much so. You know, had a really good first drive, got down there, and I think we got a 5-yard penalty for movement, right. And then, of course, Tanner got sacked. But they broke on the ball very well. Yeah. I think the one pick that Tanner threw down there, it was a pick six towards our scoreboard side. You know, long throw, Tanner had to turn back and throw, but I was a little disappointed in the route. You know, I talked to Cam when we got back in the locker room. Didn't think he did a good job pushing off the line of scrimmage and getting that corner to bail out. And, you know, the corner set on it and made a great play. You know, was sitting there when the ball got to him and, you know, obviously gave up the pick six there. But certainly there are things that we can take away and learn from. You know, when you get this deep in the playoffs and you have some young kids in some spots, you know, mentioned Cam, and of course Tanner, some of those guys, you know, you'll learn from that. And, you know, hopefully if we get back in that situation again somewhere down the road, we're better because of it.
You mentioned, you're talking about the route running and so forth. Some of that's, you know, like you say, getting off the line of scrimmage too. And they were physical, I thought, with us in terms of, you know, almost like when you watch an NFL game and you know, the physicalness up in that first 5 yards, and that can impede your route running and makes things real difficult. Was that part of it too, you think?
It was, especially on Trey. You know, they put one up on him on the line of scrimmage quite a bit and jammed him
right
up, and then had a guy sitting deep, you know, behind him too. So the vertical threats just weren't there. You know, we had some shots across the middle that we hit. You know, Houston had some good catches in there. Justin Davis came in, had some that helped us out. Trey had some as well. But we had some that we dropped. You know, Tanner put a couple of good balls in there that we dropped as well. And, you know, you just got to be able to make those plays when you get a chance to. You know, we had a little bit of success running on the outside, and I thought that helped us. But, again, those safeties and linebacker, especially Muse in the middle, just did a phenomenal job for those guys. And, you know, there's a reason that they're going on to the fourth round.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Chilly weather feels good, but winter's coming. Hometown Hardware has everything for heater tune-ups, from portables to stovepipe. Those popular John Deere toys are in, and take a look at the latest craze, adult coloring books. You'll also find piles of lovable Beanie Babies in all sizes looking for new homes. All at your big box alternative, Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Ask about opening a Hometown Hardware credit card.
Good news for anyone needing to buy or sell a vehicle. May Motors is at your service. May Motors is on the Asheville Highway, east of Canton, just out from the hotspot. If you have a vehicle to sell, they'll buy it. If you're looking to buy, if they don't have it, they'll find it. All makes, all brands, all models and years, including classics and muscle cars. Stop at May Motors on the Asheville Highway in East Canton, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, or call 828-734-8515 for Chris or Tyler.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show again, going out there against a really good team last night in South Point. And we're just talking a little bit, you know, you're talking about teams, and we speak about this. We spoke about this earlier with Reynolds and what they did to finish out the year. But, you know, teams that get hot there at the end, South Point had some struggles, it looks like, in terms of, course, I think they had a really difficult schedule too, but had some struggles at some points during the season. But, you know, they had to find their way a little bit. Of course, what they do right now, you know, particularly on offense and defense, really was solid. But, you know, they kind of found their way as the season progressed too. And sometimes you run into that in the playoffs with teams that you know, start finding ways to be successful in those kinds of things. And we saw a little bit of that last night too. They had been through a lot over the course of the year, hadn't they?
They had been. You know, they had a couple of losses that were early in the year. Those losses to those teams, you know, one was to Lincolnton, who advanced last night. One was to Shelby, who advanced last night. The other one was to Hunter Huss. And Hunter Huss played Shelby in a very close game last night. So they lost some, you know, tough games early in the year, got some things figured out. And very veteran staff. I mean, Coach Leinberger's been there. I mean, he played there in 66, 67. He's been an offensive line coach since 1982. And he's been there for a long time.
Stadium's named after him, right?
Well, that's one of the family members.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just, you know, got a lot of tradition there, had a lot of success, and, you know, there's a reason for it. Got a really good football team, and they do well. They're well coached and, you know, played extremely hard, and he's got them playing hard at the right time. Yeah. You know, they'll travel up to High Brighton next week, who beat West Rowan, and it'll be a great game. I mean, it'll be a great defensive game, especially for South Point. I'm interested in seeing that score when that game's over with. And seeing if they're able to move the ball, how Brighton is, mm-hmm. as well as they have on everybody else.
The offense that they run, we've talked about that quite a bit. This year, three or four teams we see run that. Is that a personnel-based offense, or can you take that and kind of, make that fit for just about anybody that you have in terms of the team that you bring in?
They have done it for so long there. I mean, that's been a staple of that program for as long as I can remember. And they've got it to where they run it in the youth leagues and in the middle schools. You know, the biggest thing that is hurt them a little bit, they just built that Kramer school.
It
was really close. I think it's only like 4 or 5 miles from there. So they took, quite a few kids from them. But that's it. I mean, you go down and you look at the facilities. We were talking about that earlier. Really good-looking facilities. Got a lot of tradition. And I was a little bit surprised when I looked at the board as you went in on the back of the I guess it was on the back of the field house and the parking lot side, that there were only like a handful of coaches that had been in at school head coaches. Seems like there might have been only five mm-hmm. head coaches during that time. And I talked to Coach Tate on the field, and Coach Tate was an assistant, but he was one of those head coaches during that tenure, and he had coached every coach on that staff.
Really?
As a player. Yeah. He had even coached Coach Leinberger. He had coached him. So, a lot of those guys have stayed around. And, again, a lot of tradition, and just thought they played really well. And, I was disappointed in the outcome of the game. I thought our kids got in there and battled. We didn't help ourselves. But, again, played a really good football team, and I won't take anything away from those guys.
We, just a couple things to mention, around the game. We had a pretty good crowd that traveled with us, I thought, last night. And you mentioned this, facility-wise, that stadium looked to me like it was a little bit older. It wasn't dissimilar from ours. Ours a little bit bigger and, I think, in a little bit better shape. But, you could tell about the traditional things. But, going back to the way your team prepared this week, the way we traveled with bringing down a pretty good crowd, felt pretty good around Canton this week. And you guys probably had a pretty good week of practice going into it, too, didn't you?
Had a good week of practice. We had one rain day really on Wednesday that we went inside. Certainly, we needed the rain here. But none of that stuff hampered us. We kept a pretty regular schedule. You'd mentioned the fans that we had come down. I thought it was a great crowd. I really did for what we brought. We had the fan charter bus that came down. And, of course, we chartered down with the team and the cheerleaders yesterday as well. And the band came and just thought it was a good crowd. I appreciate those people that did travel down to watch that ball game. Yeah. That was really good to see. It's always nice to be able to walk out of a stadium and you have other people from the other side say, Coach, you got a great following. You got a lot of tradition there as well. And that's always nice to hear as you're going out of there too.
Coach, talk a little bit about, if you would, this group of seniors that you have. Obviously graduating a solid class, a number of really good kids. And, when I go through and I look at the roster and then I think about over the course of, 14-game schedule, how many times we've called those names on broadcast night. Boy, it's going to be tough to try to find a way to replace a lot of these seniors that have contributed so much to this program for several years at this point, had really good careers as well.
We always ask our kids, and you see the sign when we go through the tunnel, how will you be remembered? We talked a little bit about that last night. These seniors, when they were freshmen, they were 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
When they were sophomores, they were 8-2. When they were juniors, they were 8-4. And then when they were seniors, they were 12-2. And I was telling the kids last night, you save the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
They were 36-10 in their 4 years, which I think is phenomenal. They had a lot of accomplishments, throughout that time, a lot of memories that were made. Some of the bigger ones, obviously, during those Tuscola games. We never lost to Tuscola as varsity players, for those guys. So just an outstanding job by those guys. This year's program, JVs and varsity together, finished 21-3.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly think we got a lot of good things to look forward to, but certainly the seniors, phenomenal job from those guys. First group that I really got to recruit out of the middle school. And just proud of what those guys have accomplished.
And you've got a number of those kids that probably are going to have an opportunity to play at the next level. Of course, we know about what Michael's going to be doing next year. Actually, he's going to be doing that pretty soon as he graduates soon. He'll be joining up with Alabama's program. But you probably got several kids that have a chance to be playing at the next level next year too, don't you?
You know, we're hoping to get a few kids some looks. It was a great season to be able to showcase some kids. You know, the 2016 team just for the varsity. Obviously, we had 12 wins. Got to the third round of the playoffs, got a conference championship, won the TV game against Asheville, beat Franklin. You know, we mentioned the Tuscola, probably one of the greatest comebacks ever in that series this year. And just like I said, there were so many memories made by these kids. Unfortunately, you get to the point in the season where you have to look back and you have to reflect on it because your season's done. But certainly a lot to be proud of. You'd mentioned the fans coming down. I want to thank all of the churches and the parents for all the pregame meals that they helped out with the varsity and the JVs. And it's been a really good year. And it's funny because I'm not tired. I'm not wore down. I wish we were still going. Yeah. Coach Brindley and I were talking this week about it. We'll find ourselves lost for a couple of weeks not watching film and doing all of those things. But, again, just want to say thank you to those seniors and those parents of those seniors for all the great memories we got to be a part of.
You certainly have your banquet coming up a little bit later on, obviously. Is there anything that you do, beyond that, maybe with the coaches or whatever, to kind of get everybody together one last time before you guys, some of you start parting ways a little bit before you get back going again in the spring?
We'll meet one more time and get everything kind of together, looking at the spring stuff, all of those summer schedules and everything done, and decide where we're going to go down for clinic. We're trying to get everything worked out because of Michael being down in Alabama. Right. We're going to try to get everything worked out so we can go down there and clinic with the University of Alabama, so we can see him practice and some of those things. We want to take advantage of that while he's there. But again, it's we'll do a lot of inventory this week and going back and reordering stuff and getting everything ready for the next season.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Coach, we were just talking a little about realignment, going into next year. A lot of these teams that we've seen in the 3A this year that are so good are going to be joining us in the 2AA, looks like, next year. I was talking to some guys in the press box last night after we finished up, and they said that they're sitting at about 1,200 kids right now, which is an increase over what they had when they started to take the numbers for realignment and those kinds of things. So, obviously you mentioned South Point will be around, High Brighton will be there. We've got to worry about and think about Shelby. So it's not going to get really any easier for us to drop down the 2A. But again, when you go and you look at, what's to be, you guys have made the opportunity or taking the opportunities to go ahead and get your schedule set up at this point with that 11-game schedule. And you look at what's coming. I mean, you can't not do that, really. I would argue that the health of the entirety of the program, from the varsity level all the way through down into the youth leagues, is as good as it's ever been. And we've had a lot of health in this program. So there certainly is a lot to look forward to in what could be coming down the road, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We were looking I was actually looking a couple of nights ago, just looking at what we had. Offensively, I think we've got 7 starters coming back on offense, which is phenomenal. Obviously, with Cam coming on late in the season, certainly helped us, you know, with his size and everything, and played really good for us in the playoffs. You know, you're talking about Tanner, which we had a quarterback, and Jonathan Mahaffey, those three sophomores right there that played a lot for us, you know, and juniors, got a good class of juniors that's coming up as well. JV program that was 9-1,
yeah.
Middle school program. Yeah. You know, we talked about Canton Middle School that had a really good year. Bethel was having a real good year until they got a couple of injuries. So, you know, just feel good about where we're at. You know, think the future looks really bright for us. You know, we'll have to get back in, get to work on in January, get the kids back in that second semester, and get rolling again. But again, it's hard not to sit back and wish you had a little bit more time with, mm-hmm. with your seniors,
yeah.
You know, and that was one thing that I was really impressed with last night when the game was over with. And, you know, I always try to make sure to tell the young guys, the juniors and the sophomores and the freshmen, you know, to make sure to spend some time with those seniors after the game's over. It's the last time you're going to be able to do that. And our kids stayed on the field a really long time last night. A lot of our young kids, you know, stayed around to see those seniors and spend some time with them. And, you know, that just shows the respect that they have for them and how much they've meant to our program.
Yeah, when you think about that piece of things and you look at, you know, trying to mold the guys that are coming and that you're going to ask to step into those really big roles a little bit later on, one of my thoughts was that I think that perhaps some of that's changed a little bit, and you start seeing individual kids doing a little bit more beyond this, the team stuff, whether that's going to a camp in the summer or multiple camps in the summer, maybe even spring things. What do you think about that? Is that something that you encourage, that you like to see, or would you rather keep things, you know, really, you know, within your team?
You know, some of the things that you're mentioning, we've got some kids that go above and beyond, you know, what we actually do there at school. You know, we're only given so much time that we can work with them. Certainly very fortunate. Our school at Pisgah High School, it's still a priority, you know, for us to get those kids in those classes so we can have them lifting and all of those things.
Right.
And we do it first period. We do it in the morning, so we try not to interfere with everybody else's practices and stuff in the afternoon, you know, when you're talking about wrestling and you're talking about basketball and those things, and we don't want to hamper those guys there. But we got a lot of kids that do extra, you know, when we've got some players that are not playing some other sports, those guys are doing some type of workouts or some type of running and afternoons and things like that. And I think this senior class especially, and I'll have to brag on Michael was one of the reasons that we had a lot of kids that were buying into doing, you know, extra stuff. And you know, if I had to give Michael one compliment, that would certainly be it. His work ethic. I've had two kids, Michael and another kid I had at East, that went above and beyond what we did and just took it to another level, you know, on their own. They were self-motivated. And, you know, there's a reason why Michael's had some success. And the good thing is he's brought along some of our juniors,
yeah.
and some of our sophomores that have seen that as well. And, you know, it's nice to see those things pay off for somebody who puts in work like that. But we've had good seniors. I can't brag enough about those guys. When you talk about the ones that contributed to our team and the things that they've done, the sacrifices that they made during the season, moving positions. I mean, you had a lot of things that went into getting 12 wins.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly proud of those guys.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Hometown Hardware has great Christmas presents. Keep your beer cold and your body warm. Get an Orca cooler with free ice for a whole year. Be toasty with a new Milwaukee heated jacket. And don't forget, Hometown has a large selection of Lodge 8-quart Dutch ovens, only $74.99. Why not apply for your Hometown Hardware credit card now to make holiday shopping even easier with your big box alternative?
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Pisgah Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality with Ken Warren and Miranda providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King at I-40, exit 31.
Bye. final segment this morning, and I'm going into the spring. Obviously, you mentioned that you guys will take a look and make some decisions. Maybe we can have a deal, and you guys can go down and check out what's going on at Alabama, and you know, always able to bring some things back from what you see. You know, and again, there's a lot that you've already gotten finished too in terms of the schedule next year. I mean, last week you'd mentioned that we'd rounded out the 11 game schedule and have a pretty good idea what that schedule is going to look like for the next 2 years. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a lot of, you know, cupcakes on that schedule. But you know, Dad and I were talking about this on the way, you know, back last night, that you know, it's probably a good thing to have some really quality teams in the schedule ahead, because this 2AA that we're going to be moving into, again, it's going to be really, really solid for the next several years, and you want a chance to be competitive and get to the third and the fourth round and those kinds of things down the road. But my point, I guess, is that it doesn't get any easier from here, though you've got a lot of talent coming in. Certainly doesn't get any easier from the perspective of what you have to be able to do and match up against in terms of opponents going into next year.
Well, it's all about the preparation and how much they buy into it. You know, talking about our kids. I think our kids this year did a really good job of buying into everything we did from January on, you know, all the way up into the spring practices in May, and, you know, got into the summer with the 7-on-7s and a lineman challenge, and, you know, up into August when we started. And, you know, those things are going to be key for us again to have the success that, you know, we feel like we can have. Picked up some really good teams. I mean, you're talking about starting the season off with Murphy,
right,
who's playing with in a regional finals right this week. You've got Hendersonville that's picked up in your conference. They were a conference champion this year. You got Greenville, Tennessee, who was 11-1, played in the state championship and won one a couple of years ago in Tennessee. So got some really solid programs on the schedule. But I think they're in the right places. I mean, you're going to play some of these teams early. You got your open date right there before conference starts. So, you know, excited about getting down in that 2A and seeing how we compete in it.
The last thing, and I guess I would say to you, is that the you know, in terms of the gap that you give before you start asking, you know, these freshmen and sophomores and juniors to get back in, do they have until January really before they start thinking about football again, or do you change things a little bit as you go through time in terms of, you know, what you want to be able to do? You certainly want to have again the opportunity to recuperate, I'm sure.
They do. I mean, you know, this is a time that we'll take a break the month of December. You know, we'll go back in and again, we'll go in and do our inventory and get everything set and get all of our workout clothes and stuff ordered and get our classes set, make sure everybody's in the class, and let everybody kind of catch their breath.
Yeah,
you need to do that. And you know, they need to be away from me and I need to be away from them.
Sure.
And you know, they'll do some things on their own, and then once we get cranked up in January, we're back at it again. You know, usually about Martin Luther King Day when we do the change in the semester. So you know, going to have a good month off here. We'll still do some lifting and things like that, but it'll not be at the same level of what we have been doing. And they need to recuperate a little bit and let their bodies heal up. And, you know, some of them will move on to other sports, you know, during this time as well. So, you know, it's a time to kind of catch your breath and get ready to make that push again come January.
Absolutely. And, again, it won't be that long before we get to that point. Once again, I'll tell you, I certainly appreciate the way that you come out and you've treated me this entire time. I certainly am honored to be able to do this with you on Saturday morning. Certainly honored to be able to do what we do on Friday nights on WPTL as well. And again, good luck. And I look forward to making this happen again, I guess, in about 6 or 7 months. We'll be doing it, cranking it up one more time. I certainly want to thank everybody that has been part of the show, of course, this year. Always have a really good crowd here at the Jukebox. I certainly want to thank the Rec family for helping make things happen for us here as well on WPTL, and of course Chuck and Ron and Tim and Russ and everybody else that is part of making the broadcast happen. We'll certainly look forward to doing it again next year. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Till next season, so long, everybody.